Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Slowly. It's the Two Johnnies Podcast. Two Johnnies Podcast. Two Johnnies recording a podcast.
Hello, hello, hello.
You're welcome to the Two Johnnies Podcast, bringing you all the mayhem and news from the world of the Two Johnnies.
I'm Johnny B.
And I'm Johnny Smacks. Dave, Aguina Ushla, August Banham, Cade, Mila, Fáilte, Rov, Galair, Goody, Young, Gade, Two Johnnies, Pod Crayla, Os, Two Johnnies HQ, E. Carr, Cunde, Tiburon, or in English, you're very welcome to the 100th Two Johnnies Podcast. Going to be people in America going, what?
Should that not be like Nibert Shawnee?
Gentle, easy,
I thought I'd done well there. A bit of credit there. Yeah.
Keep it going. Just keep it going.
On this week's podcast, we debate a Dear Johnny's question about encouraging your other half to go to the gym.
Hopefully, the only New Year's resolution this man has made is to shoot his neighbours less. Noel Furlong will be here with the news.
Behind every two podcasts in Egypt, there's a great woman. Maureen is here with her mystery topic.
And as traditional as the opening script of this podcast, we round off our podcast with our
Yurts and Dirts of the Week. And if over Christmas you've become a newly appointed listener to the podcast, pause and rewind and go to podcast one and listen from there. It'll all make more sense and it's just better that way. And there'll probably be a couple of podcasts be like, wow, the podcast has gotten really better. Before commencing with proceedings, matters arising from last week's podcast.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, on podcast 98, where we reeled in the decade, Bootsy got in contact saying he missed the biggest thing from 2010, the Leinster final. That was where Louth lost to Meath, thanks to a controversial goal by Meath's Joe Sheridan. And Bootsy Mora is asking you to let sleeping dogs lie. Do you know what? If there was VAR back in 2010, that goal would never have gone in and Louth would have won the Leinster Championship.
It was more of a try than it was a goal.
Lads, don't mention the war. No. Move on, okay?
Sorry, Bootsy.
Anonymous said, well, lads, if you could keep me anonymous, that would be great. We just did, Anonymous. I was listening to the podcast 98 in work, and the part where you're talking about how Facebook is only used by owl ones to complain about how politicians are shite reminds me of something that happened in our town. Our town has a Facebook group that has about 10,000 people in it. Myself and the lads are in it just because at this stage it is just something to laugh at. We've a local politician who was very active in this group. Let's call him Dave. Dave loved showing off what he had done for the town. A big one seemed to be getting an extra few buses added to the route that goes through town. This was a big problem, and along with it came bus shelters. One of the rival politicians decided that something could be done. So she did what she could and got a new bus shelter at the local girls' school. This was great, but the thing is, Dave went and took a picture of himself at the bus stop, saying, isn't this great, there's a new bus shelter, but refraining from saying it was his doing. Later that day, the woman who actually managed to get the shelter put up a post in the group saying it was herself and not Dave. This started a long-lasting joke of someone having a problem in the town and putting it on Facebook, to which everyone would reply by tagging Dave and asking what he could do. To wrap it up, it got so out of hand that someone found a post from Berlin saying that there had been a new bus shelter built and there was a picture with a German politician at the bus stop. So some genius decided to crop in Dave's face and put it in the Facebook page saying thanks to Dave for helping out worldwide. He's been fairly quiet recently other than wishing people happy birthday on Facebook. Anyways, I'll let you off. Up tip up Brighton. All the best.
Ah, yes. They do. I knew a lad who got a job in the council and he said four councillors called his mother's house saying, no bother, I did that there now.
Politicians are brilliant at that. Like, someone fills potholes. There's a group in Roscrea as well, like a big Facebook group like that, and there's thousands in it as well. It's called Well Kid, I'm from Roscrea. Oh, yes.
The people just post some snakes around this town.
No. It's mostly like, you know, keep warm this winter. 2 bales of briquettes for like a fiver. It's all like special offers and stuff like that.
People from Care on Facebook is another good one.
Is it? I'm not in that.
Oh, you gotta join that, lad.
Oh, you may add me into that.
Yeah, it's all Andy the Forager and all the bikes. Now, dreams do come true on the Two Johnnies podcast. Sophie was in touch to say, last week I put into your box that I wanted an engagement ring for Christmas. Maura called it out on the podcast. Himself turns to me and says, that was you, you sly bitch. I know it is. Two of us laughed and I thought no more of it. Yesterday morning, in front of our Christmas tree with our six-month-old son, he pops the question. Even picked the ring himself. Dreams do come true on the Two Johnnies podcast. That's from Sophie and Jason in Wexford.
Oh, so, that's lovely. So we actually kind of had a proposal, but not live on the podcast.
Smacks really wants somebody to propose via the podcast.
Yeah, if you're coming to one of our live shows, we want a proposal.
Yeah, live on stage.
So get in touch.
I am going to get whatever conferred as, you know, one of those people who can do humanist ceremonies.
A minister,
yeah. At one of our shows, I want to marry someone live on stage.
And it will be legally binding. Staying on engagements, John emailed podcast at thetwojohnnies.ie to say, hey, Johnnies and Maura, hope you're all well and have had a good Christmas. I was coming back to Kildare from Kerry and was catching up on my Two Johnnies podcast when you had a discussion about Smax's love of the movie Love Actually. So in light of Smax's recent engagement, I thought this might be a good time to share the story of my wedding proposal to my wife, Gwen. Like Smax, one of her favourite movies is Love Actually, and within that movie there's a great scene where Keira Knightley answers the door to Andrew Lincoln, who stands there with his love professed on big white cards. I came up with the idea of using that scene to propose to my wife. We've a green screen studio at work, so I got one of my colleagues to record me in that scene with new cards asking Gwen to marry me. My colleague then cut that new scene into the movie and burned it onto a DVD. Gee, that's some effort. Man, that's fair going.
Yeah, but you're getting married, like.
Yeah, I know. So mine wasn't quite as romantic as that. So on our next day at night, I made a nice dinner and put on the movie. You have to realise that the new scene is 1 hour and 30 minutes into the movie, so I had plenty of time to sit on the couch and imagine every possible way this could go wrong. That made the move very long and a very nerve-wracking experience, and proposals are hard enough as it is. Eventually got to the scene, and for the first couple of cards in the scene, Gwen didn't even realise that it was me in the scene. Thankfully, she realised it was me before the Will You Marry Me card and said yes. Her friends and family absolutely loved the proposal, and my friends appreciated the effort, even if it did raise the bar for them considerably.
Yeah.
I lived off the brownie pints of that proposal for a long time, but eventually they wore out. I do get a bounce back brownie pint every now and then when she tells the story to a few new friends. Our daughter started school this year, so we have a new circle of friends in our lives and new brownie pints. So that's my story. Hope you enjoyed it. Regards, John.
Bye, John. Bye.
John, there's going to be men around Ireland going, you bastard. That's putting pressure on men. That's some going.
I don't know if we have time for it today, but you do have to tell the story of how you proposed at some stage in the podcast.
Yeah, I will. I will tell that story. We'll definitely do a wedding segment coming up, because I'm under pressure at the moment. I'll talk about that another time.
Snakes. Snakes is the next topic. Landon from the US of A was on, and he said, Johnny's, I discovered your pod after we had Brian Callan on as a guest. What a savage guest he was too. Now he's listened from the beginning up to episode 87. Landon, you mad bastard. Fair play to you. And he heard me admitting that I don't quite know how to kill a snake. That's cause snakes are super evil, okay? So Landon, he lives in Wyoming in the US, where they have prairie rattlesnakes. It is wise to carry a shovel in the event a person needs to kill one, which is rare. Although everyone here knows that after you remove the head via the shovel, you have to bury the head, because the head will continue to strike and bite for up to an hour after it has been separated from the body.
Jesus.
I love the podcast, and he's disappointed to be running out of a backlog to binge on. See, that is the supernatural power that snakes have. He decapitates it, and it still comes at you. I gotta fucking eat you, Abel.
That is scary.
I just wondered, like, people in Wyoming just wander around with a shovel constantly in their hand. Or why not a slash hook or a machete?
That's what I was just saying. Like, dude, they go into the pub and it's like, yeah, I'll have a pint. And like then in the corner, like, instead of a coat rack, you just put all your spades.
Yeah, man, I'm bringing a shovel to Australia now.
Classroom pranks. Adam has been in touch to say, me and the lads were in transition year a couple of years ago, and we had this class called multimedia, some sort of stupid English class. Anyways, the teacher went out of class.
That's not what multimedia is like. Come on,
Adam, shows how much you were listening. Anyway, the teacher went out of class for a few minutes. Like a good corner forward, we saw our opportunity and took it. One of the lads went up and turned on Pornhub on the computer. We then put the computer on sleep so the projector screen was blue and nothing on the board. But lo and behold, the teacher and vice principal strolled in together, totally unaware of what was going to unfold. The teacher woke up the computer to show something to show something on the computer, and there it is in all its glory was a man giving a rough looking one socks. The vice principal's jaw hit the floor and the teacher's face went as red as the top of your man's rod in the video. The whole class burst their whole laughing. When it came to the question of who done it, the classic line came out, "I'm not ratting." The teachers never found out, but fast forward a few years and that same teacher made the culprit the captain of the senior hurling team, Adam.
Brilliant.
that is clever now, isn't it? That is clever, right?
I like the story in Fight Club. You know, your man works in the cinema, and yeah, like every now and then the film, he cuts in one frame of a porno. So every time they change the reel, it's like, and then it's back to Bambi.
That did happen once. Well, I was at a presentation being given by a multimedia company. I won't name them, but they rhyme with Woogle. And this guy was talking about something and he plugged in his laptop and opened up his web browser.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a porn video. So it was like, downsize. Yeah, yeah. But he did it so quickly and it was so calm. Everybody was just going to look around. Was that a porn video?
Oh, my God. That's why you should always delete your browser.
Christmas correspondence. Shane in Kentstown and Meath said he was at Mass on Christmas Day and a young lad took off his jacket to proudly walk up to get his communion in his new Two Johnnies jersey. Amen. Lord hear us.
That is brilliant. Love music and Alexa. Mark said, "Well, lads, this girl I'm tipping away at got me into your podcast and I was listening to Johnny B's story about how he was riding a girl that kept getting off to put on Paolo Nutini."
I don't know if I told that.
I think a listener said, and you read the story. I don't think you were actually the instigator of the Paolo Nutini orgasm thing.
Anyway, thanks, Mark.
Sorry.
Thanks for your efforts.
Yeah, there's no point saving it, was Johnny?
Moving on.
I thought I would share how technology has changed the love music scene. The first time we had sex, as we were warming up, she shouts, "Alexa, play Jerry Cinnamon Canter." We went at it like rabbits to good old Jerry. Now she does it every time for the crack. It's very romantic. Thank fuck for Alexa. And that comes in from Mark. Jerry Cinnamon Canter, that's there's a good beat in that as well.
A good beat, yeah.
Yeah, you beat. Banging away nicely to that bike, my man Mark.
Also on writing, Alan said, "Well, boys, I often stay over at the girlfriend's house, but because she still lives with her parents and we're only going out a couple of months, we have to sleep separately. Now, we get along very well with her old pair and their house, so it's no bother. It's their house, you know. This does, however, lead to some trouble when trying to get a quick ride in, though. One Sunday morning, I was asleep, hungover on the couch, and I heard her parents get up and head out for breakfast. So I seized upon the opportunity to go up into the girlfriend's room for hungover cuddles, as I often do. Now, things started to get a bit raunchy, but she was like, 'No, we can't go at it because her brother and sister were still in the house.' Now, I was never a man to give up easily, so I came up with a solution. I turned on the shower in her ensuite and turned on the Bluetooth speaker beside her bed and started playing an episode of your podcast. She was happy enough with the solution, so we went at it awful and very hard. Pausing once or twice to laugh at Noel's news in the middle. Kind of felt dirty after finishing and don't think I'll be able to look at ye the same way anymore, boys. But thanks a mil for helping me get the hop. We both love your podcast and absolutely sickened once we catch up. Up Cork, up riding." That comes in from Alan. Did Noel give you the horn or what?
I don't think I'd be able to maintain a horn listening to Noel for long. I can guarantee you that.
What was I riding to the other day?
Yeah. Never mind.
Okay. Who gets the two
Phoenix
Johnnies?
Phoenix Nights, it was Phoenix Nights.
I have to turn the telly off.
Who gets the two Johnnies mug this week, the two Johnnies podcast mug?
Alan and Cork, or else the classroom prank.
I'd like Love Actually. Maybe I'm just feeling a bit lovey-dovey at the moment.
Okay, well, we'll give it...
we give you the deciding vote.
Well, Love Actually is more in keeping because we were actually talking about that. Like, this lad with the podcast or with the Pornhub prank has just pulled that out of his arse. Like, we weren't talking about that, were we?
No. It was just a funny story. So
yeah. We do encourage funny stories here at the Two Johnnies.
Well, personally, I want to give it to the guy about the snakes. Fuck those snakes.
You can pay the post and packaging to Wyoming. So
how about Alan and Cork?
Alan and Cork, okay, so Alan and Cork riding to the Two Johnnies podcast. You are getting your hands. You're getting your hands on the Two Johnnies podcast.
More. Yeah, the kicks you by.
So email podcast@thetwojohnnies.ie with all your contact details and Maureen will be on to you. And also check out our new merchandise on thetwojohnnies.ie. Jerseys,
yeah,
the whole lot.
The Noel's News cap is there. And don't forget to sign up to our newsletter where you get loads of fun stories, photos of what we're talking about, all that. It's on thetwojohnnies.ie.
Now, what did the Two Johnnies do over the Christmas break? We had a nice little break. We haven't seen each other in what, nearly 2 weeks? All three of us.
It was emotional last night now. We seven smacks cuddled on the couch. Yeah.
And he was a bit pissed off.
Did you ever have a slow-mo run up to each other, arms out?
No, Liverpool were playing. We both had one eye on each other. And the other on Firmino.
It's like, how did Christmas go? Oh!
Why do people, everyone, did you have a nice Christmas? And it's like, quiet, you know yourself. I've heard the same conversation everywhere. Like,
yeah. How was your Christmas?
Grand.
Grand, okay.
It was lovely, yeah. I got to meet family. I hadn't seen in a while. The end.
Yeah. No, I had a nice Christmas as well. I was home. In Ross Grey, obviously.
Ross Vegas.
Yeah, and it was nice. My stomach was in bits though over Christmas, so I kind of took it handy. I wasn't doing any beer or anything. Obviously, we had kid shows as well, so I wasn't. But it's gas being home. Like, you notice weird things that, like, obviously, when you're out of home, you know, you haven't really noticed them.
Right.
Mother is this thing, right? We have a dishwasher in Ross Grey.
Yeah.
But, like, she washes the cutlery, plates, bowls, everything, fully. Now I'm talking fairy washing up liquid, like sponge, the whole lot.
Sparkling.
Yeah, so she washes all the bowls, all the knives and forks, the whole lot. Then puts them into the dishwasher.
Jesus. She's too much time in her hands.
Yeah, is there something wrong with her? that's crazy.
That's awfully particular, isn't it?
A lot of people do it, but...
Do they?
I would draw the line on, say you're after having mashed potatoes now with gravy or something like that, and there's like, you know, a bit of dry gravy on the plate.
Yeah.
You wash that off, right? give it a rinse, and then put it in the dishwasher. Don't fully wash it. Man, if you're listening, stop doing that. Christmas Day.
Ruined.
Had the big dinner. There must have been 7 hours spent washing up. crazy stuff.
Did you get good presents?
Yeah, I got Peter Crouch's book. I got a nice Liverpool jacket, T-shirt, hat, all Liverpool stuff. Like I'm 12. It's brilliant. You know, my mother's like, I didn't want to go overboard. I'm like, I know, I'm nearly 30. Jesus. You know, but I did. I got lovely bits. And, obviously, this is the gas one. Like, mother isn't used to having, like, I have a nice enough car. We both have nice enough cars. Thank God. We're very lucky to have nice cars.
Touch wood.
And parked the car outside. And then when I was going home on Stephen's Day, I was like, Where's the keys of the car, man? I left them there, like, at the oven. She was like, oh, I hid them. So why'd you hide them? Well, in case anyone got in or out. And I was like, but we have an alarm on the house and all. Yeah, I know, but you can never be too safe. And I was like, where'd you hide them?
Oh, no.
Where'd you hide them? She was like, in the Rice Krispie box. So there in the press is a Rice Krispie box. And underneath, they, like, pull out the plastic bag of Rice Krispies and my keys are in there, like. And I was like, why are you hiding stuff there? And then she told me one day that she hid a few pound there, not major, and like fucked it out in the bin. Gone.
My God.
Yeah, she should have learned her lesson. Stop hiding shit. But eventually I got the keys of the car and got out with her.
Oh, now everyone knows your secret hiding place, lad.
Yeah, no.
You're giving it away.
You'll probably edit that out.
I got a load of trees in Africa.
Oh, right.
You know, like a little charity gift.
Yeah.
I think it's a good gift because...
But they're only telling you they got you that.
Yeah, my mother wouldn't lie to me that.
I tell you that. Say a few pounds.
Remember that time she said carrots are good for your eyes?
Yeah.
And then, like, the scientific data to back that up is inconclusive, so...
But I bet you, like, when you were younger, like, she said, like, oh, if you watch too much television, you'll get square eyes.
Yeah, but you might.
But you don't have square eyes. I've never seen anyone with square eyes. They're lying. They're lying to you.
We did kids' shows.
Mm. Yeah.
Maura, you had a good Christmas too, yes?
Yes, yeah.
The kids shows, right? So we haven't done kids shows in ages, in about a year. And then we did four in 2 days, because we're hungry bastards. But I forgot how much fun they were.
Yeah, it was some crack.
Because we were kind of worried about doing kids shows. Like, what? Like,
these are kind of dreading it, to be fair.
Yeah, but also it's like, what will people think of us? Like, you know, in the comedy fraternity or whatever. Like,
oh well, yeah, ruining your street cred. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it was actually so much fun, lad.
Like, calling them kids shows is actually, like, there was nothing kiddish about it. It was more kind of music and a little bit extra added in. Like, we weren't cursing, talking about riding and wanking and stuff. We weren't, like, you know.
Yeah,
it was kind of like an all-ages show.
Yeah, a family show, I suppose, more so than that. Yeah. It was enjoyable, and we brought a couple of kids up on stage. Like,
ah, Jesus.
And look, if you do four shows in 2 days and you don't get much of a break and you're fairly tired, like, you start trying to create your own fun to get you through. Like, so, like, Johnny would bring a kid up on stage.
And then I started interviewing the kids.
Just interview the kid and ask him the most outrageous fucking
shit. It was fair funny. Like, Smax would be like, right, on to the next one. I'm like, no. I kept interviewing the kids for ages until I got to the bottom of it.
He had his one kid, like, and obviously, like, you know, we have timings on everything, like. And I was like, well, we're going way over here, like. And then I was like, right, give it up for Padraig, whatever. And then Johnny's like, no. You still at the fly fishing, Padraig?
Jesus Christ.
He's about seven.
He's completely lost the plot here. But
no, Padraig won a bottle of Jägermeister in the raffle. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, two Johnny's Kids shows, right?
It was great to meet everyone. People flew over from England and all. Yeah, we did a meet and greet, met everyone. It was really nice.
Great couple of days. And then we were on holidays, Johnny. We had 11 straight days off.
Which you had?
You had two.
I was editing.
Yeah, but you just chose differently.
Well, you went to Lanzarote.
Yeah.
And just vegged out.
Yeah, well, you see, if I don't take a break,
you'd be working.
We'll end up working. Like, so.
Yeah.
That's why I do this, for the good of both of us.
How much of your time did you spend in PJ's bar?
Not much, to be honest. Like, because I actually went on this holiday to chill out. I didn't want to come home with a raging hangover like I have in previous times.
Like the last time we went on holiday together.
Yeah, so I went once or twice to PJ's. But no, most of the time I was just vegging out. And stayed in this nice apartment place called Bahia Contiki in Lanzarote. And the deal I got was I got breakfast with it.
Right.
Genius.
Is
genius.
It?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're going, you want to get the breakfast. Because you're only fannying about in the morning there trying to make eggs and shit. Wasting time.
Yeah.
So with this, I got the breakfast included. Right, here's the difference between Spanish and Irish breakfast.
Go on.
You walk into the breakfast bar. There's no self-service.
Okay.
Now, Irish people don't like this. Irish people feel like, why isn't there self-service? Do you not trust me to fucking feed myself?
Leave me alone. Yeah. I do my own thing.
Yeah. So you walk up to the chef and you're like, he's like, oh, what do you want? In Spanish. And I'm like, yeah, bacon and eggs there. And he cooks it in front of you and gives it to you.
Nice.
And that's grand. But in Ireland, lads, Irish people won't stand for that. They choke the fucking chef. To be like, have you a problem? Like, is there a problem with just letting me pick it out myself? Like, you see, the thing is, there's no waste this way.
Yeah.
Whereas Irish people, if you pay £100 for a hotel and breakfast is included, you're going down with the mindset of, I'm after paying £100 for this hotel, I'm going to eat at least £50 of breakfast anyway, just to get me value.
You always have like croissants in your pockets.
You're going up with a yogurt and 6 apples, like, and there's really no need for it. Like, so this place cuts down on the waste. But no, having the breakfast was lovely. And also buying a few lights.
Oh my God, he's obsessed with his light. He even bought more of one.
I asked for it. I seen it. I really wanted it.
So if anyone's seen it on my Instagram, I bought this kind of, it's a disco light, and it doubles up as like, normal flashlights. Look at that.
It looks like R2-D2.
Yeah, it's cool little look. But I bought it off a deaf fella, right? So like this deaf lad comes into the pub and they announce like, oh, this is Miguel, he's deaf. And if you buy any of the stuff, you know, it goes towards, I don't know, Lanzarote Deaf Society, something like that.
Yeah.
€12 I paid for the light.
Okay.
Went to a shop down the road the next day, $7.99.
Same light.
Same light.
He done you, lad.
The deaf lad done me, lad.
He saw you coming.
Absolutely done me up a kipper. Yeah,
but the money went to charity or whatever.
Did it though.
Did it.
Yeah, well, he was gaslighted. He was deaf, but when I asked him how much it was, he was able to fucking answer me. So, I'm really wondering if he's deaf. And
maybe he was leprechauning.
It was a dark enough place.
Okay. He could be good at it.
He must be, look. I apologise if you're listening. We'll edit that out.
Oh, go on.
Lastly as well, while I was on holidays, like, you know, doing the typical holiday thing was like, I was like, I wanted to relax. So I said I booked a massage.
Oh, very nice.
So like, I don't know, booking a massage. What do? You go on Google, book a massage. And this one came up and it was like Freya massage.
Right.
And I was like, Grant, Freya. Girl's name, yeah?
Yeah.
Wrong. was a man. So like, I no bother, like, you know, it wasn't one of these fucking happy ending massage rant I was looking for. Just looking for a normal sports massage. And I went in, and your man was like, oh, how are you, whatever, like, so he's a Spanish lad, massage. And he asked me then, strangely, like, he was like, what underwear are you wearing? I was like, fuck, shit, I should have checked the Google reviews on this, or Yelp at least. And I was like, showed him, I had a pair of GA shorts on, I showed him my boxers, and he was like, better to take off everything. And I was like, right, well, I've never been naked getting a massage before. Best massage I ever got.
Did you do your arse?
Yeah, he did, yeah. My glutes, you see, your glutes go up your arse. Like,
so I know, but like...
But he pulled the towel over to like half my arse and stuff like that. But here's the weird one, right?
Well, the rest of it wasn't weird.
It was weird enough, I was naked and stuff, but like, he done it in a way that was like, he couldn't see me, like, you know, as such. Like, he pulled the towel up over his head and I'd flip over.
Okay.
And then he put it down. Like,
and then he'd look away while he was tucking you off. Like,
we never maintained eye contact. Well, here's the thing, right? He's a man.
Yeah.
And like, I'm straight, like, I'm not, like, you're, I'm not into that, like, more power if you are, that's grand. But I wasn't. But he was massaging my thighs. And you know, like, when someone's massaging your thighs, like, the blood is flowing around there, and it's probably going in. Yeah, I got a boner.
How much of a boner?
Oh, definitely half, anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, I was at half mast. And I was thinking, he definitely sees it, because the towel is moving a bit, like. And then I was like, I hope he doesn't think I'm here for some sort of fucking hand shandy, like. And I was, I just got really nervous then.
Sure it's happened before. Yeah.
It wasn't, like, he wasn't making me hard. It was just the blood was rushing around then.
And did he move away to a different area?
No, he stayed going. Jeez, he went hell for leather. He stayed going. Nothing was going to knock him off the street.
Didn't faze him.
No, he was a miller. So that was it. Yeah, enjoyed the break in Lanzarote. What about you, John Boy?
Did
you get any boners?
Oh, I did it, of course, yeah. I'll get into my travel guide, because I did too many places to talk. I'm going to swap it in instead of my yurt for a while. But I did a lot of it on my own, which is great, because you can just go wherever you want. Mm. And then the thing about sightseeing in winter is that it gets dark early. So when it gets dark, you just drive to the next place. Mm. So sightsee the shit out of it. But it was weird, like, going into the pub on my own.
Mm.
And
you must have had a photographer with you.
Oh, I didn't do it all on my own.
Yeah.
No, I had mates. I do have other friends than you, John.
Yeah, I was trying to troll you online. I was like, who's taking those photos? Cheating on me, mate.
But a serious experience. There's so much to see in Ireland, I swear to God. And like I said, we have a good car, so it's nice to drive around. Other things, when I came home, you know, I get my food sent to me every week.
Yeah.
I buy these online meals. Yeah. And they obviously stopped over Christmas. So when I came home, I had to do a bit of cooking and cleaning. Some bullshit. I can't believe people cook and clean all the time.
Why don't you get a cleaner?
Yeah, I'm going now. Oh, sure. I got one once before, and the mother was like, you can't be getting a cleaner. I'll clean. I was like, no way, man. You can't clean my house. But like, you clean. Like, if you like to come home and clean, if you're hungover, sometimes you clean.
Yeah, I went to see last night, home from Lanzarote after 11 days, lad. I gutted the house last night.
How can you enjoy that? Cleaning is such bullshit.
It's very therapeutic for me.
How the fuck is it like scrubbing and cooking and shit? How does anyone like cooking? I swear to God, I cooked soup and a bit of meat and stuff, and I was like, this is some shit, like.
Yeah, no, I
hate cooking.
I have someone who does the cooking.
Oh, yeah. I see why you're getting married now. Yeah.
But no, the cleaning thing for me is like, I don't like cleaning at the time, but then like when you sit down to watch telly that night and you're like, safe in the knowledge, there's no bacteria and the house is clean. That's the best.
Well, one of the things, it reminds me of one of the things when I was out walking, I went down to Cumras. Cwm Sinan is a spot where everyone goes to the great Instagram photos.
Where is that?
It's near Rathgormack in Waterford. Oh, yeah. Okay. Right? But it's easy to get lost. There's feck all signs there. There's no like society around, like there is on the Galtees. So we met three couples who were kind of lost or a bit out of their depth, because everyone sees it on Instagram and it looks lovely.
Yeah.
But you can tell when they're not wearing hiking boots or a good jacket.
Or jeans.
Yeah, there was two couples where like the lad was struggling on and the girlfriend was behind him just hating the world. And then we met these two Australian girls and they looked the bitting lost and they weren't really dressed for the situation. So we were kind of went over and said hello, like.
We're in Deb's dresses.
Well, runners are. And, okay. And, in a jumper, they came. Then they were like, "Look, we got lost. We're up here like 5 hours." We said, "Jesus, follow us down the path." And then it started raining, and one of the girls just kept shouting, This is such bullshit. So just mind yourself if you're going hiking.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Also, we were on a billboard.
Yeah, yeah.
We took out a billboard in Cairn to promote the book, and I swear to God, after one day, it blew down.
Oh, no.
Do you remember there, like, this was like Christmas week, so like, as part of the book deal was, we got a couple of billboards when we signed the book deal.
Yeah.
And they're like, where do you want to put them, like? Do you want to put them in Dublin? And I was like, put them in our hometown.
Put it in Cairn.
But my mother was thrilled.
Because it actually says, look, Ma, we're on a billboard.
Yeah. So they put one in Cairn and Roscrea and a couple of others, but the one in Cairn, like, I was like, when's it going up? When's it going up? When's it going up? And then, like, I drove into town and I was like, oh, it's up! And it was there. And I swear to God, I came back around 5 hours later. It was the time of the big storm there before Christmas, in around the 18th, 19th. It was desperate weather. And whatever way they put it up, obviously, the glue that they stick it up, it takes a while to set. This hadn't set, blew down. Either that or someone fucking hates us. But the one in Roscrea is still going strong. That didn't blow down, but
it's all Christmassy stuff.
Yeah, I know. It's still up, I think. So
we're going getting our money back. Yeah. That's what we're going getting our fucking money back off those pricks. One day it lasted, Maura. We didn't even get our photo in front of it.
No.
And it was so funny because it was like us and a Christmas scene and then a load of aliens.
Yeah.
So just for the crap.
And a snowman with a hurling.
Yeah, so it was just for the crap.
We'll actually post a picture on our Instagram. Yeah. Of the billboard, yeah.
Okay, now we do have big plans coming up, of course. There's a few tickets left for the Marquee. That's the June Bank Holiday Weekend, Ireland's biggest ever live podcast. Yeah. And it's us.
The Two Johnnies podcast, Summer Jam. It's going to be bananas. The ideas we've been throwing around. See, the problem is, when we get given a budget,
we go crazy.
We are going to blow it. It's going to blow your mind. So get your tickets. There's still the last few tickets are left now.
On twojohnnies.ie.
And trust us, it's going to be sold out, so buy your tickets. Don't be coming crying. Like, don't be messaging us on Instagram going, oh, I meant to get them, now they're gone, it's sold out. I don't care. Buy them. You've got enough. Stop messaging us. You've got the... Buy, this is like the book. Buy the tickets. You bought the book and we loved it. Thank you. That was also a bestseller. Now buy tickets for the Marquee. We love you. No, we're only messing. Come to Marquee. And make a weekend of it. Stay the night in Cork. And because we're going out after it.
Yeah.
We're going to have some sort of an after party. It's going to blow your man.
Okay. You can see how strongly Smax feels about this.
Yes.
Right.
All right. It's time for a Dear Johnny's. Here we go. Dear Johnny's, I've been seeing this man for 9 months or so, and he is mad into the gym and plays GA. I do neither. I went to the gym consistently during the summer, but fell off the wagon due to college placement, working evenings and weekends, etc. Now this man is constantly telling me I should join a gym, how he would find me so attractive if I was a gym bunny. He even bought me 2 dumbbells for Christmas, which we got into a huge argument about, and they were promptly sent back. Now bear in mind, I am not overweight. I'm 9 stone and 5'5", well within a healthy range. Almost every day he will send me a DM on Instagram of some sexy girl working out or gym related content, claiming how the girls are always so hot, so sexy, etc. This makes me feel so worthless and unworthy of him, which is ridiculous. I have never ever had such negative thoughts about myself. He doesn't seem to understand. Do you think I should join a gym to please him? Although I do not like working out, didn't enjoy it during the summer, and doubt I will enjoy it if I started it up again. Do you think we are just too different? He seems to be adamant on me changing my ways. I feel like it is going to tear us apart eventually. From Sarah. We've obviously changed the name there.
You want to punch the head off this guy.
Oh, man. I can't. Do you know? Listen, men are pricks. And I'd be the first one to say that. Like,
I often say it about men, you. Yeah.
A lot of people do. Men make mistakes, no more so than women. Everyone makes mistakes.
Mm.
Like, this lad is giving men a really kind of bad rep. You can't do this. I think this lad is completely out of line. I think he is a prick.
Well, he's doing two things. He's harping on to her about going to the gym, which is one thing. Mm. And then he's sending her photos, which I think is a separate thing.
Yeah.
For me now, straight away, the bit that sticks out is sending your mot photos of sexy birds on Instagram being like, why aren't you like these? That is fucking disgraceful.
Can I ask you a question? Because when I just don't understand his behaviour. So she's 5'5" and 9 stone. So she's a BMI of 21, which is like, or 20.9, which is like perfectly healthy, between 18 and 25. So she's slim. Like, so why does, like, do guys actually want a muscly bird, like, or is it just a particular aesthetic? Like, would you be looking at gym birds going like, or is it, do you actually want a bird with muscle, or do you just like the gym leggings?
So obviously every lad is different in what he's into.
Okay.
But he has what you can only call Insta envy. He's looking at unreal birds on Instagram. Mm. And then his bird isn't quite as sensational as they are, because everyone on Instagram is beautiful. Mm. Nobody on Instagram has wrinkles or stretch marks. Everyone on Instagram is gorgeous. And you're following birds, like, you don't know their situation, right? There's loads of gorgeous women. Are they full-time professional models, mm-hmm. working out all day? Or what their situation is. His missus has a tough situation at the moment, can't get to gym as much as she'd like. If we went on Instagram now.
Oh yeah, you just have to go into search, you hit fitness in.
In 2 minutes. In 1 minute, mm. less than a second per woman, probably get you, yeah, get you 60 beautiful women in unreal shape in 1 minute. Mm. And, you know, would you be like saddling one limb? Yeah, great. But like, you just can't send that shit to your missus. So why is he doing it more, I guess, is your question, is it?
Yeah.
He's
mad into the gym.
Yeah, but he's obviously missing some form of, like, sensitivity. Like, okay. I would not send my missus a picture of Michelle Keegan and say, hey, I fucking wish he looked like Michelle Keegan. you know what I mean? Like, doesn't everybody want a bird like Michelle Keegan? Like, or whatever? Like, but, like, it's not even that. It's, I can't understand that this man is sending this to his missus. Like, has he not said, like, right, is there no part of him that goes, jeez, I shouldn't have sent her that, and maybe she feels a bit shit about herself.
Yeah.
And I'm sending her this, and this is probably making her worse. And, like, you know, most women are probably a bit worried about their body from time to time. Like, you know, everybody goes through phases. Yeah. You've got a great body. Okay, I've been out of the gym for a while, I'm not. Okay, I put on a few pounds, now I've lost a few pounds. Like, everybody fluctuates. But this thing of sending her photos of other women, like, how does he know these photos aren't edited, first of all? So how does he know, right, a woman puts up a photo in the gym, how does he know she's not after Photoshop?
Yeah, it's easily done. If there's an app called Facetune, which is very easily to, you can whiten your teeth, mm. you can smooth out your wrinkles, you can make your eyes bigger.
You make your arse bigger.
Yeah, like.
But all them birds who he describes as gym bunnies. So if you're regularly posting gym pics and you have all the gear and you're into it and you're good looking, you're in good shape, they know how to pose. Yeah. And they know how to filter.
Yeah.
So it's not fair to be comparing yourself to that.
Like, yeah.
They're young. Okay, they're talking about college and shit. So they're,
yeah.
they're like, you know, at a guess, like, they're definitely under 23, say.
Yeah.
If they're,
yeah.
they're talking about college and whatever, they're probably, maybe they're mature students. I don't know. But, like, yeah, lads are apes at that age.
Yeah. I think, like, I think he doesn't realize what he's asking her. You know, If you want to go to the gym, put on muscle, do a serious commitment, you know, lean out your body fat, you're talking, okay, for, like, she doesn't even know the basics of a gym. She got two, so she'll have to have a personal trainer twice a week, gym membership. Well,
if she doesn't know what she's doing in the gym.
Initially, yeah, for the first month or so to actually learn how to do weights properly and avoid injury. If you're lifting weights, then you're probably going to have to a physio session once every 6 weeks to get out all the knots. Then probably protein powder, because you'll need to increase your protein on top of that. Gym gear. So that's what, 400 quid, 500 quid already per month? That's a lot. And plus, like, you're going to have to be going to the gym at least 5 times a week, half an hour, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big commitment.
That's if you're going all out, like.
Yeah.
But she's not going at all.
Yeah. But he wants her to seem to go all out, like. Yeah. I think he doesn't realise, and yeah. she's not into it either, so.
Well, I think we're overlooking the biggest problem here is that he's asking his missus to change.
Yeah.
That in itself should be a trigger for this one.
Like, that's the thing, like, is there a case that if she was, like, if her BMI was above 25, say if it was, like, above 30, where you're actually into the obese category, then, like, is there a case that, would it be okay then if he sent her a few pictures or tried to encourage her to go to the gym?
Well, I think the sending pictures is a no-no, regardless, okay. For me now.
Yeah.
So, they're going out 9 months. Mm. Like, she is who she was when they met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's different if you're going out 10 years and you're married and you have kids and one of you puts on a bit of weight, then you can be like, look, I think in a relationship, you do have a bit of a responsibility to yourself and each other. To look after yourself. Yeah. You can't be like, oh, we're married now, I'm going to get fat and become an alcoholic. You do have a bit of a responsibility not to dress like a homeless man and to like, we're not doing that special, it's just me and the missus at home, but yeah, you know, I will shave and I will keep myself looking right. You do have, you have to love yourself.
I think it's
you can't just fucking give up on yourself.
Yeah, if you're letting yourself go, it's probably a symptom of something else going on. Like, maybe you're a bit down on yourself, low self-esteem, and you know.
But sometimes people just aren't aware that they're slipping. You start wearing your comfy clothes every day you come home, and before you know it, like, your partner hasn't seen you done up in ages.
And sweatpants are all that fits you right now.
You're definitely right there, Johnny. Like, there definitely is. But like, the thing I'm on about here is, like, he's asking her to change. Like, if you get with someone initially, you shouldn't be going, right, I'll get with her and then I'll get her into the gym and I'll change her. I don't think you should ever be trying to change anyone from what they are. Like, you get with them, you know, you fall in love with them, you love them because you love them. You don't love them because, like, you don't be like, right, I like her at the moment, I love her now when she starts going to the gym. That's fucking crazy. This seems a bit controlling to me, that this lad is telling her to do this and do that. Like,
well, she was going during the summer, which is 6 months ago. They would have only been starting to go out, like, so.
Yeah. Dumbbells for Christmas.
That's a shit gift.
That's
anyway. Dirt gift.
Yeah. Regardless. But
I take one thing on the photos?
Yeah, go on.
So he sees, like, body image has been important. And he's sending on photos of, like, young ones in great shape. She could turn around and be like, I wish you were rich. You know, money's important to me.
Yeah.
Here's a photo of Ronaldo. Oh, look, he's taking his young one off in a private jet.
Yeah.
God, you'd be so hot if you bought a BMW.
Yeah.
Like, why are you always going to the gym? Why don't you work extra hours and make more money? Like, imagine if we went to nice restaurants all the time. You'd be so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't go on a lad's holiday. You know what I mean? If you want WKD and herpes, just go to Waterford or whatever. Like, you can, you know what I mean? Save your money and let's do things like... It works both ways.
Yeah,
that's a fair that is a fair point. But I think particularly young lads now and women as well, it can be said, are just gone full crazy now on body image. Like, to me,
it's definitely more popular than, like, a lot of people now in college are hitting the gym and all that shit. When we were in college, like,
we were hitting beer door.
Yeah, we had an episode called The Fresher Stone. You went to college and in your first year you put on a stone.
Yeah.
Because you were drinking and eating pot noodle, but now everyone's into it. And that's fine.
Yeah, look, it's good that people are into the fitness and being healthy, 100%. But what I'm saying is, I think people are obsessed. I think there's people getting together and they're like, oh, like, what's your boyfriend like? Oh, he's got a lovely body.
Yeah.
He might be an absolute prick in every other...
Everyone's into different stuff too.
Like, I think the problem, like, there's no harm with being, like, conscious about, or, like, wanting to have a healthy body. Yeah. Like, it's when you become unrealistic. So I remember, like, reading about, you know, Miranda Kerr, the Victoria's Secrets model.
Yeah, yeah.
Miranda Kerr, she's going out with Orlando Bloom. I remember looking up her statistics, like her hip circumference. That's like, so she's 34 inch hips, right?
Is that big or small for a woman? Or that's small,
tiny.
Is it?
Tiny.
Tiny, okay.
Yeah, like, size 12 would be 40 inch hips. So, like, size 10 is 38 inch hips. So, like, and I just remember,
she's
like...
She's small.
Yeah. Like, now, it might just be... it might be a lie, like, but I just remember thinking, like, I'll never, like, even when I was, like, okay, take a shot, do my MMA fight, like, I was still, like... big on the hips, like, you know. And even though, like, I had defined abdominal muscles, whatever way my... And, like, I remember just thinking, like, I'd bought, like, a size 10 dress and I fitted into it, but it just didn't look right to me because I was still curvy. Like, and this was, like, you know, for one of these, you know, up and down kind of girls, like. And I was just, like, I remember being so kind of... not depressed about it, but just disappointed. It's like, oh, I didn't get the body I wanted. I was still me, but just smaller, like. And I was like, oh, that's a bit shit. And then my friends, the row ahead of them where they were sitting, when I was doing my little walk down to the cage, all the lads started commenting about how much they liked my arse.
Hey!
So I was just like, I've only found this out afterwards and was like, you know what? Like, just
where are they?
Yeah. Wait, what do they look like? Point them out. So
if you're listening and you like Mara's art,
you have to introduce me to one of these up and down girls. Yeah. Ah, yeah. You can't compare yourself to what's on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Instagram would drive you crazy.
And if you try to fit into what somebody else's ideal of what, you know, the perfect body is, you're just you're wasting your time. And this guy doesn't sound, by the way, like he's worth the effort, because, you know, what's he doing for her in return? Like, is he going to pay for her gym membership? Is he going to, you know, fucking, like, look after her financially, like, so she could be one of these, like, you know,
I don't know.
Trophy birds?
You can, you know, there's a cheaper way to do it too, I guess. But I do think there are times when you don't enjoy working out either.
Yeah.
She doesn't like the gym. Like, I hate doing squats. Yeah. I hate doing deadlifts, like. But you just do it, like. And then you walk out of the gym. I actually feel good after that.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of a pain barrier too that people have, I think. Or some people be like, I don't want to go to the gym because all them pricks and shapers will be looking at me. Like, find something that you will do. If it's not the gym, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Like,
run or cycling or swim, whatever. Like,
I went to my Thai class last week, and I hadn't been in ages. And it was me looking fairly curvy after Christmas. I had inhaled a turkey, and then six other lads with six packs, and I didn't give a damn. Like, you know, it was there just like, yeah, it was great crack. And I just, yeah, I wouldn't be negative about going to the gym or anything like that, but I'm just saying that it does, there's a time and financial cost there to doing it right, you know. Yeah. And like, there, yeah. But
what I would say to this girl, if we were to give her any advice, I'd recommend exercise to everybody in the world. But she said, like, should I do it to keep him happy? No. You should do it to make yourself happy.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck him.
You can't really do anything for someone else, because you're just going to fall off the wagon.
Yeah, you have to want to do it yourself. Like, I've been out of the gym for ages, and I've started back now making a conscious effort. Not so that I can, you know,
not so I'll stop giving out to you.
Yeah, it's not even that. It's not about, like, throwing shapes or anything like that. It's just, to be honest, I felt fucked, like. And that now, like, when you're back exercising, you do feel better, like, or whatever, like. Because obviously, I hurt my knee, we weren't playing GA. You do put on a bit of weight. But what I find fascinating is everybody else's obsession with other people's bodies.
Yeah.
Why not worry about your own one?
Yeah.
Like, well, that's what dailymail.com is. Yeah.
There's a big body shaming thing out there. Like, and yeah, it is. It's all over the internet. Anywhere you look at someone's photos. We put up a photo, start of the decade, end of the decade.
Yeah.
Am I heavier than I was 10 years ago? Well, fucking right I am. I was 18 10 years ago. Yeah. I'm 28 now, like, nearly 29. Like, I deleted 15 comments from that photo of people like, you put on weight, Jesus, he's after getting fair fat, put on some weight. From grown men, like, who feel the need to tell me.
But that's a reflection. I think if somebody comments negatively about your body appearance, they're obviously reflecting something that they feel about themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen comments like that saying something negative about us. Like, just say like that, like, I put on weight. And if you actually take the time to go into someone's profile, there's been a fair few fat gremlins throwing shade. And it's like, come on.
But the thing is, like, they don't have to tell me. I know. Like, but the thing is, the reason I deleted them comments wasn't for me. So, like, I'd already read them.
Yeah.
That was fine. Like, I was sitting in Lanzarote, like, cool out. Like, I was enjoying myself. And I was, like, reading these. Like, I'm sitting opposite the table from Annie, who also has to read these.
Yeah.
Who it's not nice for. So I deleted them. But it wasn't even, not for me or her. The reason I deleted them is because there's probably a fella who's really super conscious about his body image.
Yeah.
And who might look like me.
Yeah.
Might be a bit full in some areas, you know, a bit chunky. And he's probably reading that thinking, like, fuck, if they're saying that about him, what are they saying about me? And he'll probably feel like shit. Or a young girl might feel like shit.
The thing is as well, like, okay, this is very hard to say because we're friends, but you're a very attractive man.
So, Just say that again.
What?
It's like in a friend sense, in a friend zone completely. So it's just like
and in a sexual way.
In a platonic way. But like, yeah, so I just think that, like, if somebody's saying that about you, I don't know if you should even feel angry about it, because it's just
no,
like,
I, like, I'm not angry about it. Like, I'm all right. I can look.
We're used to that.
Like,
now,
we've put ourselves out there. Like, we're used to those comments, and I don't mind them. Like, am I conscious? Yeah. Like, I suppose I am. Like,
I'm sure you're human.
Yeah. So, like, but like, look, I'm back in gym. I'm doing a bit about it now. I'm going to be even sexier. But, but like, it's not because I want to look good, or I'm doing this because these people said this.
Yeah.
I'm doing this because I want to feel healthier, and like, I'm getting married this year, and I want to look a bit better in the suit. Yeah. You know, I want it, like, I'm doing it for myself. But the people who are writing that, like some fella at home felt the need to write that.
Mm.
Like, what is wrong with them? But look, it's grand. Take it on the chin. We put ourselves out there. We have to take these comments. But it's for people who aren't out there, who are probably body conscious, women and men, to see comments like that. Like, what must they think of themselves then? Like, it must make them feel like shit. So,
yeah.
Jeez, if you've nothing good to say, don't fucking say it. And it, like, to this girl, to bring it back to this girl, she's gone out with him 9 months.
Mm.
I've had longer shits than that.
Yeah.
Like, if she's sitting here,
I'm gonna see a doctor about that.
But like, you know, if she's sitting down writing this email, thinking like, should I go to the gym to please this lad? Going out 9 months, like, I'd be giving him the elbow, 100%. Like,
I don't think they're suited.
No, I don't. I like. And it's not, it's just, if a fella is willing to put you down by sending you photos of some hot bitch who's in the gym looking unbelievable, it's probably your job to look good, you know, rather than being on placement. This girl obviously works.
Look, everyone's situation is different.
Yeah.
And some people really take the training. They train for a month and look unreal. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like, there's the whole body science thing that you get into. It's like those girls who are training, you know, like bikini fitness competitions.
Mm.
So,
I'm aware of them.
Those girls would drop their body fat to something like 7%, very low. Whereas, like, women competing in the Olympics, like, you know, like, their body fat might be like 14%. Like, I think athlete range for body fat, like normal, like, you know, your camogie player is between 14 and 20%. Mm. And then, like, I think normal women are like between 20 and 25%. And that your body fat can be up to 30% as a woman and you'll still be healthy. Men's is a lot lower, I think. Mm. But, like, so, like, and the thing is, like, if you try dropping your body fat below 14%, now people will argue about this and stuff like that, but it does have repercussions because you're starving your body. Your body, a woman's body naturally wants to maintain a high body fat.
Well, I'm not a scientist now.
Yeah. But, you know,
I know, like, what I like. Look, for Anton, like, if you're like an alcoholic and you give up to please someone else, as soon as they turn their back, you start drinking again.
Yeah.
You can only give up for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If she goes to the gym for him, she'll fall off the wagon again.
Yeah, like, if she wants to go to the gym, go for her.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Maybe break up with him, then go to the gym, then get ripped, and then...
Oh, revenge fight.
Revenge fight. Oh, yes. There you go.
Do you know what that'll be? That's her motivation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know you guys, but dump him.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you could be great. I don't know.
Like, do you think we are, like, just to answer the actual question she's asked us, do you think we are just too different? Yes.
Maybe have one try. Sit him down and say, look,
you're making me feel like shit.
Yeah, she probably should have said it sooner.
Yeah.
I think young lads are a bit thick. I think they can just, the lads around that age are just, unfortunately, a little bit insensitive. I think the sensitivity only starts to kick in, like, around 27. Looking at you again, so it's like, you're a lot more sensitive than you were.
But
I'm about to burst out crying.
Yeah. But at that age, looks are way more important.
Yeah.
Come on now. If you're 21 and you're trying to find a girlfriend, it's more important than if you're 50 and trying to find a girlfriend. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like, when you're 50, you just have to be rich and you're grand. Like, yeah.
Gotta get it back on tour, lads. Gotta get that money.
Sarah, our advice. Sit this lad down. Have one. Give him one chance. And if he fucks up, give him the elbow. And just do whatever makes you happy. And to anyone else out there, Love Island is starting. Don't mind looking at all their six pack. Just be happy with what you have, all right? Don't be comparing yourself to anyone else. You're all great. All right, his New Year's resolution is to go on more sessions. It's time for Noel Furlong, and it's time for Noel's News.
Noel's News! It's Noel's News!
How are you, young fella?
Well, no.
I'm back.
You're back.
Return of the Mac. It's Noel.
New year, new you.
Yeah, I have a new fitness regime.
Oh, brilliant.
Every morning, I go outside and I kick the shit out of the postman. sitting on your bollocks.
Poor Joe.
Hey, bringing them bills around here. I said, Joe, don't bring me that shit. Don't bring me that shit around here. Kick the fuck out of him. So, January, of course, also the time to be renewing your TV license.
Yes, yes, yes.
I specify yours.
Oh, mine. Why are you not renewing yours?
No, they called around once in the 70s, and after that, they left it off.
What to do?
A new fella called around.
Alright.
A new TV license inspector called around the house, and I said, you must have forgotten me, lads, eh? You know, and he said, oh, you haven't paid your license. I said, come here to me now, young fella. I said, come in here. And I brought him into the house. And I'm not joking, lad. I got out the shotgun. And I made him watch a full hour of Dermot Bennett. And he didn't come back again.
I was just saying, I would encourage people to pay their TV license.
Okay.
So some great content coming out this year.
Yes.
You had a good Christmas?
Yeah, lovely, lovely. Grand and quiet.
Oh, I like myself.
Yeah.
We had a lovely quiet Christmas.
Did you?
Yeah, it was only myself and Carmel and the kids and the grandkids. And Haulage Paul. You know Haulage Paul? He drives a truck.
Yeah.
And Carmel wanted to have him round for dinner. Oh, Haulage Paul, he've no family, he've no friends. I said, fuck him. He said 40 years to make friends. He must be some sort of prick, this fella. She brought him round anyway, and he would not stop talking. He would not stop talking. Maureen, by the time dessert came out, I was fit to be tied. Haulage Paul was ruining my Christmas dinner. And I said, Paul, come here to me now. Come out here now. No, it won't be a minute, Cameron. She was going to get the desserts. I said, I just want to show Paul the footpath. And I ran him. I booted him up the hall. I ran him. And he said, what about my coat? I said, fuck your coat. Wrecking my head, you gibbering flute. So I set the dogs on him. I told you I got a new dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a nice German pointer named Tom Walsh. He barks at anyone from Cork.
Does he?
Yeah, that's a fact. Took me ages to train him to do that. Sorry, Haulage Paul, anyway, he had to walk 9 miles into town in the rain with no coat.
Oh my God.
But that's Christmas. that. So, what else? Oh, I got caramel perfume.
Did you?
Oh, the Kilnall. The new fragrance by Louise Morrissey. Made from the tears of a slapped child.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I tell you, she was made up.
Was she?
She was made up at the present now, yeah. Big fan, Louise. Now, no more faffing about. Time for news. News story number one. We're going to South Africa. Lovely. One of the world's great kips. It's up there with Chernobyl and Shannon. Shannon, more crack in a dentist's armpit now, I tell you, right? But South Africa is actually a beautiful place. And they have mountains and lions and leopards. And they average 57 murders per day, leaving it 4 ahead of Carlo. But I do hear that Carlo are confident they can pull the lead back during Rag Week. Now, the Dutch first settled, they were the white settlers in South Africa, in Cape Town in 1652. That's before your time now. Then the Brits came and took it over. So the Dutch moved a bit north and founded the Orange Free State. Now, I don't know what they had against oranges, that they wanted an orange-free state. I quite like oranges myself.
Yeah.
I'd often bring an orange in my pocket if I was going dancing.
Why?
Well, like if you saw a woman now across the hall and she had all the qualities, say that you were after, and she might have a friendly smile, you know, a good straight back, solid hips,
jeez,
round neck, big wrists. You know, I never trust a woman with small wrists.
Why?
As Sister Bernadette used to say to us. But the women would be all at the other side of the dance hall, right? And then the men would be my side, right? And you'd have to make the long walk across the room. And you might go up to one and say, well, how are you doing? And then you might have tea. You don't have the orange in the pocket, and you might say to her, could I interest you in a segment of tangerine?
That's good chat, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, If she'll take the orange, she'll take the pipe.
That fucking hell.
As Sister Bernadette used to say to us. So,
oh my God.
I'd have an orange in my pocket and spare jocks in Dutter. So,
oh my God. It's going to be lads going around nightclubs now with mandarin oranges in their pocket.
And they're doing worse. They're doing worse. But in South Africa, right, they're not mad about oranges, but they are considering legalizing the hashish. The wacky smoke. The devil's shamrock. The green pajero. The old monkey puncher. The doobie. The old bag of Declan Ernie, as they say.
I've never heard anybody call it that.
Oh, stop the word and let me cough. The purple haze. St. Peter's broccoli. The magpie's jacket. An old bag of Tullamore Toby. The Cambodian cabbage, as they say. Electric lettuce. Or as it's known here in town, a fuzzy Maloney. But the South African finance minister tweeted a photo of a big marijuana plant growing on his own farm. Wow. And his caption on the photo said, "Should I let it grow? How did it get here? Should I just legalize it once and for all? Tax money." Now, how have they made this guy minister for finance? He doesn't even know what's growing on his own farm. Like, in Ireland, we know what's growing on every inch of our farms so that we can get grants for it. Okay? What if the cow ate it? They'd be going around listening to Bob Marley licking ditches. Fucking last thing you want is a heifer with the munchies. That is a fact.
Listening to Bob Marley.
Right? I heard of a fella, local lad, right? He went over to Amsterdam, abroad in Holland, right? And he smoked 4 of the hash. Right? He's...
the hash.
He smoked 4... He smoked 4 hashes. In a row. He smoked 4 of the hash, right? And he got so hungry that he ate a vegan sandwich. Sorry. Sorry, that was on page 2. He ate a vegan sandwich. Sorry, it was on the other page. And when the word reached home, his father disowned him.
Cool. Oh.
Yeah, he said, "Now, it is one thing to be smoking the old Longford cabbage, but..." But becoming a veganarian was just too much. And the next day, his mother died of mortification. That's fact.
That's very sad.
So be careful what you do while smoking the magic parsnips, as Sister Bernadette used to say. Now, I won't keep you. I just want to give you my New Year's resolutions.
Lovely.
Okay.
Some people say, "Oh, you know, just a phase, never stick to it," or nothing like that. But there is no reason why we shouldn't all seek to better ourselves.
Amen, no.
The betterment of mankind.
Lovely.
And womankind. This year, I am going to drink more.
Oh my God.
Not necessarily more per sitting, but more often. I think I worked too hard last year.
Definitely, I'd agree.
And I'm going to bring the grandkids with me. Because they love the pub. The poker machine, the dartboard, maybe a bag of scampi fries. You know, we could be there for days on end. And when you have children with you now, you wouldn't want to be too lit in the pub, too scuttered. Because just years ago now, I was 3 days in now at one stage, loaded drunk. And I started to sober up and realised, they weren't my kids at all. Whose kids? I was a bit loose during the school run and I picked up a bunch. I knew who the fuck they were. Oh, it just be the right session anyway. And Margaret, of course, said nothing when I fucking fired out my waddy. She didn't think to ask where you get them. So I left him back where I got him. Our school was closed at the time, but they weren't fucking mine to be looking after. My lads actually had to steal a milk lorry, and they overpowered the driver and drove themselves home. You know, that's kids' fear. But we laugh about it now. Yeah, and Park got £800 for the lorry. So, the co-op weren't happy about it. But as I said to him, look, lads, as the Beatles song says, leave it off.
Let it be.
Leave it off, bye. So, my second New Year's resolution is to stop stealing milk lorries. The yard is full of them. The yard is full of them at this stage. Because every time we go on an all-night session and then we forget where we parked the car, one of us hijacks a milk lorry during the run. Not good.
He's still selling them for 800.
I don't know what you get from a milk lorry now. I have a collection of them at home. I also want to be more active in our community.
Good man.
Yeah. Now, they were on to me to join the Tidy Towns. Now, I'm not going to join, but I might stop actively sabotaging their work. Like, they plant new flowers at the monument. I'd be coming home fucking steamed, and I'd be eating geraniums and all. So, Carmen would wake up in the bed. Carmen would wake up in the bed, and I'd have a mouthful of clay. And she said to me, "No." In the words of Paul McCartney, "Leave it off." So fucking, I'd be carried away there. Some nights coming on. So, another New Year's resolution: I want to save more money.
Oh, man.
I have decided I am going to shoplift half my messages every week from from Dolan's shop. Now, Carmel does most of the shopping, so the responsibility will fall to her to do it, but...
You want her to shoplift for you?
The principle applies, yeah. You're wasting money nowadays. Yeah. People think like, shampoo, conditioner. It's just unnecessary. When we were young, we used to wash our hair at White Spirits. You get a gallon drum from the creamery, and it lasts you a year. Now, it did burn a little bit. It may be the reason I do not have fingerprints. My sister went grey aged 14. Not ideal, but then she was able to get served in the pub. So, you know, she doesn't hold a grudge. I want to do more travelling.
Lovely.
Yes. I want to see the coast of Kildare.
Some job.
I don't think it has a coast.
I want to see it. The bright lights of Mallow.
Jeez.
You know, the wildlife of Abbeyfeel.
Oh, this is wild down there.
And the art and culture of Roscommon. And actually, the other fella, he goes up the mountains.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Johnny B, yeah.
Top of Galtee Moor, bite. You'd have a better view than God. That's a fact, no. But you have to be careful. Oh, we go up the mountain. Right, okay, we go up the mountain. But a lot of people get lost on the mountain. There's somebody pulled off the comers every week. So my top tip, if you are going up the mountain, right, say you get lost up the top of the mountain, the thing to do is head downhill.
Okay.
It's such good advice.
You wouldn't think of that.
No.
Do you know what I mean? But it does make sense if you kind of think about it.
To head downhill.
Head downhill. Do you know?
Yeah, genius.
Isn't that good?
Fucking genius.
You're going to Australia?
Yeah, we're going on Tuesday morning.
Just when you thought things couldn't get any worse down under. You two pricks are an awful affliction for them.
Yeah, you're coming too.
Am I?
Yep. Well, you're booked in anyway, you're paid for on the flight, so.
Oh.
Yeah. So, travel light now. Don't be trying to smuggle Latin into Australia as well.
I want to have a word with Alf Stewart.
You do?
Yes, me and Alf go way back.
We in Australia before?
Didn't I was?
What were you doing out there?
I was up to no good, I tell you that now. Hey, look, in the words of John Lennon, leave it off.
Leave it off.
Good luck.
See you next week. Go on. Okay, she attempted dry January but failed. Hot whiskey's aromedical requirement this time of year. Maura, what's your mystery topic?
My mystery topic, right, is a New Year's resolution that I think a lot of men can get on board with.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Like, it's an easy one. It's a simple one. How to be better in bed.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, I have to say, right, I'm going to be talking about something, and I'm not paid in any way to promote or endorse this one, but it came across it. Emma Watson, the actress, was talking about it. It's a website called omgyes.com.
Write that down.
Taking notes.
I'll tell you what the website is about. So basically, this is a website that has a load of videos on it, and it's kind of the distilled wisdom. This is what it builds itself on. It's the distilled wisdom of 20,000 women aged 18 to 95. It's based on scientific studies conducted in partnership with Indiana University and Kinsey Institute researchers. So basically, it's for women, men, and couples, and it basically takes all these videos all through different type of techniques. So there's two versions. So there's one kind of like the simple basic package. You get access to a bunch of videos. It's €45. So it teaches, do you know what layering is?
Layering?
Yeah.
Wearing like two or three layers of clothes, I'm guessing. <is it? laughs>
No, it's indirect pleasure through surrounding skin. Yeah. Do you know what?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Explain that there to
me. Don't just go for the magic spot, like, work your way up.
What, so you start rubbing her feet, like?
Layering, yeah. Like, start, like, say, before you go work on the inside of the thighs or something like that, yeah. Don't be just going...
Using of the inside of the thighs.
Do you know what orbiting is?
Orbiting?
Yeah.
Well, we discussed orbiting on social media, but this is obviously...
This is a sexual technique. So this is the... It's there's a million ways of circling the clitoris. So this video goes through that. Multiples, overcoming sensitivity to build orgasms. There's another technique. Have you heard of edging?
Edging?
Just trimming in the old ditches in the garden. Doing a little edging, painting, like.
It's giving a woman a bigger orgasm by approaching and denying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Teasing.
Yeah. And then there's also a video on rhythm. So some guys have bad rhythm. And there's, accessing extra attention to part of emotion. So it's all these different kind of things. Then there's the more like higher end. So the subscriptions to the website, there's a kind of a higher end version is €70. So they're on sale at the minute. Now, again, I'm not promoting this, but like there's for the extra couple of quid, you get more videos on things called shallowing, which is...
Fucking
is it sex or is he building a patio?
And next, foundations.
Drywalling. Skim coating.
The next one is angling, which is adjusting.
That's fucking salmon, no more.
You just put a worm on the end of it.
It's adjusting the angle of penetration for more pleasure. So... The angle in which
you want to be careful doing that.
Yeah.
What, like, wait, because you might hurt
break
yourself.
Break your Mickey.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, like, this video is a step-by-step guide to do it now. And then, like, there's other things there. There's, like, some of it, like, sounds a bit, like, you know, basic, like, renewing, making touch newly pleasurable over and over. So that sounds a bit meh. But anyway, I was thinking this would make a great, what, you can give this as a gift. But I was wondering... Like you,
yes,
you might be getting this as a wedding gift, Max.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just wondering, like, do you think this would be a good thing to... Because this is specifically made for women. And, like, do you think this is a thing that women should be okay and comfortable and pull down the partner and say, come here, sit down, watch this, learn something. Because a lot of men just, I think, learn sexual techniques from porn, which is just wrong.
Or your older cousin, in my case.
But she was lovely. So.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sorry, go on, Maura, you were saying.
Yeah, my question to you is that, like, do you think it would be okay to get your partner to sit down beside you, open the laptop and say, look, I subscribe to this website. There's a bunch of videos here that I'd like us to watch together. Some of the stuff you do is lovely, but like you're very, all you, I think nobody, like in terms of sex education, nobody actually tells you here's how you do sex and do it good. They're like, it's more like, here's how you avoid getting pregnant and STIs if you are going to do it. So I'm just wondering, do you think this would be a good thing? Would you like to receive this as a gift?
Is this specifically directed at men or women?
It is.
Or different packages?
Yeah, no, no. There's two different subscription options. So there's one which is like the basic package, which is €45, and it's like it's a bunch of videos.
And it's equally good for men and women.
Yeah, like it's for women, men, and couples. Okay. So like
cool.
Women, yeah. Like if they're a bit uncomfortable about, you know, exploring their own bodies, like here's how you can
angling,
you know, DIY better. And also for men, you can watch it together. And men who like maybe men who are just nervous and don't know if like
yeah.
what they're doing is any good, and so maybe they're doing stuff and they're not getting a response and they're not sure where they're going wrong because like and everyone's different as well, so
yeah. you're asking,
but like I'm wondering, but I feel that like if I sat down with someone to watch this, I might be denting their masculinity a little bit and making them feel like you're shite in bed, you need to watch this video, so.
Okay, it is a difficult conversation,
yeah,
and you don't want to completely explain it all away. You don't want to lose all the magic.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be having sex and go, oh, he's doing that thing you watched the other night. Yeah. Like learning comedy or whatever. There has to be a bit of magic in it too.
Mm.
But definitely, this is good. Everybody should be watching this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't seen it, but you couldn't.
He's already subscribed.
You couldn't know enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't know enough.
I think that's the thing. There definitely would be a danger of denting a man's pride. You know, because like, trust me, from a men's point of view, every man thinks I've got a massive willy and I'm deadly in bed and it's all great. When I would say, more realistically, you're probably average enough in bed and nobody's ever told you that you're good or bad or this is wrong.
But your partner might know either.
Yeah. I think that's the beauty of this then, is that like...
they might learn something together.
Yeah, you could learn something. But like, if you were... say playing a sport or something, wouldn't you love to know everything about it, how you could get better at it?
Yeah,
you know, sex.
It's similar.
So, you know, it's similar. Like the more you know, the better you're going to get at it.
Yeah,
and I mean, if you can make your partner happier, and you're both happy out there, she's going around grinning like a Cheshire cat, you know, and you're walking around like something about 500 Days of Summer with a load of people dancing behind you after getting her there, like, you know.
But it might be good to watch it with her, because if you're going out with someone for 5 years and then all of a sudden you try all this new shit, she's like, where did you learn that?
He's having an affair.
Who are you writing? Yeah. I learned it in a book.
Yeah. No, 100%. Like, probably...
I can't wait to see it. Is it like... angling, remember like old fishing videos where Jack Charlton would be like down by a river and here we are.
Yeah, have it up.
Oh, have it. Yeah.
They're angling, like, yeah. It's just Jack Charlton going, hey, McBurn, put it in. And then twist it around a bit and pull it back out and put it back in.
Here I am, in the bedroom.
It's a strange one, but like, it's probably not the we can cut this out on you. When I was a young lad and like everyone was on about like fingering, I was like, oh, Jesus. And I was meeting this one, like, and I was like, oh, I bet she's fucking been fingered before now. And I haven't a clue what I'm doing down there. So instead of, like, going down and just going 90 with your hands.
DJing.
You know, yeah, like trying to find something, like, you know, you're going in, you're going fucking how many? You know, and then one fella's telling you, oh, four. And you're like, Jesus, a fucking killer. And then
I just
went online and, like, typed in how to finger.
Yeah.
And then there was a video of this fella. Now, apparently your man was like, yeah, you know, you want to get some rapeseed oil? Probably didn't you? I was like, well, like, I'm going down to a play park, hiding in behind a tree. I'm hardly going to arrive on with a litre bottle of fucking rapeseed oil.
Lie down there, hon.
Lie down there. Okay, no. Take it off now. You want to get the temperature nice, you know, maybe a nice 25 degrees temperature.
Are you pulling some candles out of your super dry jacket?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Around lighting incense or something like that. That's not going to work. But like, he showed a few techniques and I done it and it was grand.
Yeah. You know?
And I've stuck with them ever since.
Time to watch a new video.
Yeah. And here we go.
Yeah. I know. I just thought it was kind of, I came across it. The website again is omgyes.com. I thought it was a good thing to... it just reminded me there was a thing on the Late Late Show years ago. It was about a video called The Joy of Sex.
Mm.
And Late Late did a feature item on it. And it just shows you like how far we've come in terms of, they were going to do an interview with the guy who had, you know, developed this video. And it was just like, basically, it was just a very no-nonsense guide about, you know, people trying to like explain to people, here's how you can enjoy sexual intercourse. And the poor researcher who was doing the item herself and Gay Byrne sat down in the middle of the office, put on this tape, and got about halfway through it, and Gay was like, that's enough of that song.
We've come so far. So ohmygodyes.com if you want to have
omgyes.com,
want to improve your sex life.
Johnny, I think we should put a poll on our Instagram saying, lads, if your missus asked you to sit down and watch a video about improving your sexual technique,
would you do it?
Would you be offended?
We'll ask that on socials during the week.
Because I'm sure it goes the other way.
You
know? You don't want someone going down like chawing on it. There's no nice way of saying it.
You could always be better.
Yeah. Everybody can improve. Maura, enjoy that one.
Thanks, Maura.
Don't forget to rate, review, and tell your friends about the Two Johnnies Podcast, and use the hashtag Two Johnnies Pod. That's the number 2 Johnnies Pod. You can get in touch with us all the time. Keep spreading the good word. Also, we're heading to Australia this week. So Thursday we're in Brisbane, Friday we're in Melbourne, Saturday we're in Sydney. That show is sold out, and there's another one on sale for Sunday night in Sydney. All the ticket details are on the 2johnnies.ie. There's still a few tickets left, and we can't wait to see Australia.
Yep. Now
it's Yurt and Dirt time. This is where we give our highlights and lowlights of the week. Johnny B,
you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sacrificing my yurt. Instead, I'm going to give you a quick minute on one of my favourite places I visited on my tour, Derry.
Derry.
Derry City was fabulous. I went to your favourite thing, the mural of Derry Girls.
Yeah, I very rarely get envious of you when you put up on your Instagram where you are and stuff when you're off doing your mountain climbing and sightseeing. That was the one time I was like, I wish I was there.
It's very good. And it's on the side of a pub. But I failed to get the answer as to who pays for it, the pub or the council or whatever. Anyway.
Oh, I think Channel 4 paid for it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mar.
If anybody wants to put a mural of us anywhere, we'll be up for it.
Yeah, Care Tidy Towns. So, there's two big things to see in Derry, really. The Walled City and then all the murals.
Nice.
So, the Walled City is grand. It's cool. It's perfectly intact and you can walk around the top of it in about half an hour, see all the cannons and cathedrals and all that shit. Very nice. The murals down on the bogside. Very interesting. I got the walking tour. I was telling Max, I can't tell him the full story, but anyway, the free Derry Corner is the most famous thing. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't believe the guy who wrote it saw on a newspaper when students in California were protesting against the draft for Vietnam. One of them had written on a wall, "You are now entering free Berkeley." And he just wrote, "You're entering free Derry." And then it took off and they keep doing it. So when I was there, I was like, what's the flag on top? It was for the Kurds, like the Kurdish people in North Iraq and South Turkey and all. So they do a gay pride thing or Cuban and all this. And they had a big mural to Che Guevara. And I was, conscious of what I was putting on my Instagram because it's quite politically charged up there. Mm. And I put up this thing about Che Guevara saying his mother was from Galway, or his grandmother was from Galway. His grandfather was from Argentina. He should have been a great footballer. And the only abuse I got was all the Brazilians going no, Argentina's shit. Brazil is way better. But the Free Derry Corner, all the Bloody Sunday Museum, the Guild Halls, it's a great area to visit, a lot of things to see, and there's a good pedestrian street of all Irish bars there, I hit right crack. I asked one fella, I got talking to a lad in the street, down the bog site where all the murals are, but it looks hairy enough around there. Mm. So I says to the lad, would I be okay here? I'm on my own, walking around at night. And he's like, oh yeah, 100%. Derry actually has the lowest crime rate in Ireland or whatever. It's really safe. He's like, so nobody here is going to mug you. Now, if you act the bollocks, you might get shot. I was joking. But he was telling me about when Ross Kemp came to Derry. And he was going around all deadliest gangs and all this.
Yeah.
They said, I'm going to out you now, Ross Kemp. He rounded up all the local teenagers and paid them £5 each to start throwing shit and wearing balaclavas and start a fake riot.
Oh no way.
Yeah. He paid all the young lads £5 each to try and get a riot going while they were there.
Television, man. It's all fake.
Yeah. And one last thing. I'm nearly embarrassed to say this, but I went into a Thai restaurant. On my own. I felt like getting a bit of Thai. Sat down. Ordered me starters and whatever. And then I was waiting for that. And then I was looking around. I was going, oh, wait a minute. Why is all the window and done up in the colours of the Union Jack? What kind am I after going into a loyalist Thai restaurant? So I was sitting there and I'm waiting for my starters and on my own, and a bit conscious that I'm on my own then going am I going to get a loyalist curry or something now? And then I was like, wait a minute, red, white and blue, that's the Thai flag. I was embarrassed about myself.
Oh, oh man.
God.
How was your curry?
Very nice. I got a yellow curry.
Wow.
Mm, coconutty and nutty. Almost better than the famous green. But there's loads of cedar. Loads of cedar. And then out the road is the Grian of Allen, you know, that stone fort.
Mm.
It's across the road in Donegal. But there's loads of sea and dairy. I'd highly recommend it. A bit of a drive from us down here, but yeah, go up there and see it, lads. It's class.
That was your yurt. My yurt is obviously Love Island returning. I'm not going to spend too much time on it. There will be no reviews. There will be no reviews this year. We're flat out. We're on the road. We're too busy. Dirt of the week, John. Have you got that and upset you over the last while?
Sorry to go back, but cyclists. I come out of Clonmel today, 3 abreast.
Yeah.
And then around the bypass in Clonmel is probably the only stretch of road in the entire county that has a cycle lane. No one in it. 3 mountain road. That and the RT player, I'm having trouble Chromecasting it to my TV. It keeps crashing. But they have great content on it. I was watching that Irish Revolution thing again. It's deadly.
Yeah.
I have a double dirt. I'll just do it really quick. I'm conscious of time. When you're abroad in Spain or that, like, you can't get Irish newspapers.
Right.
So what you get is, like, you know, the Star, the Mirror, obviously.
The English.
Nobody reads the Sun because they are scumbags.
Okay.
So the Star and the Mirror is all you kind of get. But you get the English version.
Mm.
And one page is in colour and the other is in black and white.
Okay.
And I have to say, the standard difference between the Irish and the English is mind-blowing. The English one is crap. It's all it's more so like, you know, that Take a Break magazine or Bella, yeah, one of them. It's like, oh, my uncle is a man, but he's had 7 kids. Like these are the stories that they publish in English newspapers. Like,
yeah,
I just think it's shit. So the English newspapers, I'm right dirt. And also,
the tabloid.
Yeah, the tabloids, not the red tops. Yeah, I'm not intellectual enough to read the Times or anything like that. I'm not a broadsheet man. They're too awkward. How much do you think a carton of milk is in Spain? A carton of normal milk.
In Lanzarote now?
Yeah, full fat milk in Spain. No, not Irish milk. It's not Irish milk. It's Spanish milk.
A litre?
A litre.
I'd say it costs more to produce milk in Spain. So I'd say it's maybe, what, €2?
More, like, if they can produce milk on Lanzarote, so they have to bring it out from mainland Spain.
Okay.
Go on.
A litre of milk, I would say you're looking at maybe €3.50?
€5.92.
Whoa.
Nearly €6 for a litre of milk. So to all the farmers out there, if you want to make some hard cash, get yourself to Lanzarote. €5.92 for a litre of milk. And like, it was garbage enough now.
Was it shit?
Yeah, it wasn't great. It wasn't great.
Be fair,
see,
Irish
they
milk.
Use all the UHT stuff out there in your teas and coffees, and it's shite. You know?
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I wanted to get, because Annie brought tea bags from home, as any normal Irish person would do.
Of course.
Brought tea bags and wanted a cup of tea, and €5.92 for a carton of milk. That's my dirt. Scandalous, carry on.
Lads, thanks very much for listening.
It's good to be back. 100 episodes.
Oh shit, yeah.
100, we haven't even mentioned it. 100 episodes.
Too busy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
They're 2 years, like over 2 years.
I know, I was just thinking, like, God, like, how many hours have we spent in each other's company?
Wait, then? I've added that wrong. It's not actually 2 years, nearly 2 years. Go on. Yeah.
Quick maths.
Yeah, it's mad. But it's good. All good. Like, yeah. Jesus, yeah.
It's only getting better. More exciting things to come as well. Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks to all the listeners. Yeah, without you, there'd be no crack doing it to no one.
So. Yeah, tell a friend.
Yeah, and it's growing all the time. It's mad. Numbers are mad. It's crazy. Thanks so much. So, we'll be back next week. Same time, same channel as we
could be coming from Australia.
Coming live from Australia. From me, Johnny Smacks.
From me, Johnny B.
From me, Maura.
See you soon. Good luck.
It's the Two Johnnies Podcast. The Two Johnnies Podcast.
Two Johnnies recording a podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.